Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
April 24th, 2023. This is the Alex Jones Show. Tucker Carlson has been fired.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Christians, conservatives, and people that just want to live a good, safe, peace of life, you better understand we're in a war, and you better understand they're going for broke. And one of the biggest canaries in the coal mine was the number one news host in the world, Tucker Carlson, fired from Fox today. I talked to Tucker quite frequently, but 2 days ago, my phone got wet, and I hadn't backed it up, and I haven't had time to go to the store, so I've been without a phone. It's kind of been great in a way. It's getting fixed right now, so I'm unable to talk to Tucker. I've got his number, but have not called him yet, because I just learned this news about 25 minutes ago. Now, I told you a couple weeks ago, we could be taken off the air at any time. The globalists are making their move. You saw them take James O'Keefe down. Now, he's still fighting back. But ladies and gentlemen, New World Order is making its moves right now. And you need to not take this show for granted or take any of your freedoms for granted, because the globalists are systematically cutting off the power, getting rid of the borders. I just had a lengthy 45-minute discussion this morning with senior people in the federal government. I'll leave it at that. I mean, extremely senior. And they have been trying to get the story out, obviously, on Fox. And they have the documents of Biden releasing over 20,000 known pedophiles. I mean, hardcore child rapists. I mean, people that have been convicted of being school bus drivers and for disabled children and, you know, raping eight of them, nine of them. And I'm just sitting there for 45 minutes that I had to go in this meeting, hearing all this, the documents, and I'm sitting there talking to feds from different agencies on Zoom. And most of what they're telling me, I'd already seen in reports, they're telling me the rest of it. All over the country, people are coming up to young 10, 11, 12-year-old girls in Walmart and, you know, Target parking lots. And a woman will walk over and go, "Hey, honey," but they're wearing a glove with fentanyl on them and putting it on their arm. And then the girl passes out. Then they put them in a van. They disappear. It came out. Then it got swept under the rug. Mavericks games. A whole bunch of kids got kidnapped at those and just disappeared. And then they find them in, you know, Oklahoma City being gang raped in a hotel room. And that's the ones they found. This is all going on at scales just completely off the charts. It's not just the poor children of illegal aliens this is happening to. And the border is just completely gone. And, oh, Chinese intelligence agents, Chinese troops confirmed coming across, Biden ordering them released. Just anything you can imagine, every few days per little sector, the cartels hire teenagers mainly to drive down and ship in drugs and illegals, and then they tell them run when the cops chase you, so you hear about all the deaths when the cars flip over, but it barely hits the news. I mean, it is road warrior. It's gone. And they were telling me how most of the counties, the sheriffs and everybody, because they threaten to kill you if you don't, and they have killed a lot of law enforcement, are working with the cartels who work for the Democratic Party. So it's a complete criminal takeover, and people better understand that. And, oh, Tucker Carlson, he's number one. They'll never get rid of him. Gone just like that. Just like that. Just like that. And so we'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back today. But This is the end of America, ladies and gentlemen. The coup has already happened. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com is still here. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, onward through the fog. It's Monday, April 24th. 2023 on this live Monday edition. Tucker Carlson fired at Fox as Rupert Murdoch makes changes. Isn't that interesting? Project Veritas had a coup against James O'Keefe. The system's battling with everything they've got to try to take us off air right now. And AOC went on Jen Psaki's show Friday. All the political operatives are together and read the talking point. We need the federal government to ban conservatives off of television. A return to the fairness doctrine that got overturned by Reagan in 1986. And I said, that puppet doesn't say anything. That parrot doesn't squawk unless it's told to. And I said, you watch. This is the new talking point. The next morning, Tucker Carlson is bye-bye at Fox. Roll the clip.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
And last night, 60 Minutes, Ray Epps, an innocent little cupcake angel, and the evil Tucker Carlson saying he should be investigated for calling for going into the Capitol, ramming signs into people, telling the congressional puppet committee that he did send text messages that day to family saying, I quote, orchestrated it. So you say go into the Capitol, you help ram signs into people, you say you orchestrated it, and you don't get arrested or anything. No, the New York Times says you're this wonderful, innocent person, and he needs to file lawsuits against everyone saying he's a Fed. And then they never show any of the clips on national news. They just say, the crazy Tucker Carlson and others talk about Ray Epps. Aren't they the worst people on earth? Like the Seth Rich thing. Oh, you talk about him being murdered, we'll sue you. Why, the DNC is not involved in anything. We're sweet little angels. They're losing, so they've taken the gloves completely off. And you just heard AOC say it's time to have the federal government ban Tucker Carlson. I knew when I saw James O'Keefe air that Pfizer expose with the global head of their mRNA program saying, we roll out the new variants, we create the new strains, we have an endless job, a cash cow. I came in on air and I said, they're going to kill James O'Keefe or indict him or shut him down. And 2 weeks later, he was gone. Now he's still battling back and fighting. And when I saw a week and a half ago the two-part series of Elon Musk, I said, let me tell you something. You can say Elon Musk has been bad in the past. I'm not saying he's our savior. I'm saying you don't get up there and say AI is taking over and the globalists want to get rid of humans. We need to have more children. And the Democratic Party has weaponized and controls the AI system that Musk and others designed. That they're taking over and that they're a tyranny and that the government illegally was spying on people and their private DMs at Twitter. You don't say that and be an operative of the globalist. You say that if they brainwash one of his daughters to become a boy and if two of his family members almost died from the shot and you decide to go against the globalist. Now maybe he thinks he'll beat them. He'll become not the king of Mars, but the king of Earth. I don't know. But I know when you see something at that level, they come after you because I've experienced it. In 2015, we had 10 million viewers a day, conservative listeners. By 2016, some days we had 30, 40 million viewers. Every day we had 25 million, bigger than Rush Limbaugh. And I experienced the CIA, it's all come out in Congress, literally run all these programs against me. So when I tell you, hey, Tucker's for real, he's for real. I know he's for real. And I'm friends with him. We hung out, you know, in Florida for Thanksgiving last year. I'm not going to get into, you know, stuff that goes on, but we talk a lot. We're friends. And he's been here to visit, things like that. My phone got wet. I'm the biggest idiot in the world. Went down to the creek with my daughter and was splashing around and playing and got a little too wet. And then these things are not waterproof. There was some crack in it, so it quit working Saturday. I haven't had a phone, so I haven't been able to call Tucker. Plus, I just learned of this 30 minutes ago. But they're fixing my phone right now at the AT&T store, so as soon as I get it, I'm going to call Tucker. And Rob Dew has his number and put a text into him about 20 minutes ago to call us, but I'm sure he's overwhelmed right now. But Tucker got offered by the Republican Party to sell out, and he would have been president of the United States in 2024. They're like, you got the deal, work with us, you'll be president. And Tucker said, I'm not going to be in New York or D.C., and I'm going to be in Florida or Maine, and I am never going to be in the power structure, and I hate you, and I'll never serve you. Alex Jones is right. So he thought I was a bad guy 15 years ago. He thought I was a good guy 10 years ago. And then now he's done the research and knows I was dead on. So you can try to shut Tucker down, you try to shut Joe Rogan down, but you're not going to shut us all down. But believe me, they're trying. And there's a lot more inside baseball and things that go on. But Tucker Carlson is going to come back stronger than ever. He's not going to be compromised, and he's been very upset at Fox. And I haven't talked to him yet, but there's a good chance that he said, I'm going to put whatever the story was on air or fire me. And they said, you're fired. Because I know the inside baseball on some previous things that went on, but I'm not going to talk about it until I talk to Tucker and see if it's okay with him. But I figured now, I mean, I know he came very close to quitting about a month ago or giving him an ultimatum. Because his contract says he can interview anybody he wants. He took a massive pay cut. When we're talking a fraction of what they were offering to have freedom on his show. And they've not been giving him that on places like having Alex Jones on. Or going on Alex Jones' show. And I encouraged him to just continue to do whatever good he could there. But I think when it comes out, we're going to learn, unless he had to sign a non-disclosure, that he said, no, I'm going to do whatever the interview was he wanted to do. And they said, no. And I have a good idea what that is because I happen to be talking to high-level federal officials today. One would just completely blow you away, but it's all private. In an in-depth Zoom debriefing, because the level of human trafficking of children, giving them to pedophiles, just like how the Germans gave kids to pedophiles the 60s, 70s, 80s, into the 90s, that big expose, Biden is knowingly giving small children to hardcore rapists who are convicted. And that's got high-level people. And folks, I'm talking about above the Border Patrol union spokesperson. I'm talking about not even, I'm talking about above that. You're like, well, how do you get above that? Well, I mean, so it's all going down, man. People are going, we're not going to go along with you Satanists anymore. And they're saying, really? We're going to start World War III. But the fight is happening now. And InfoWars, battle-hardened, scarred, on fire, rolling forward like a battering ram at the gates of the New World Order, will never surrender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Mark my words, you'll be seeing Tucker Carlson on the show soon. Didn't compromise. Didn't sell out. And it's gone at Fox. He won't be fading away like that joke, Bill O'Reilly. But this is a real bellwether, ladies and gentlemen, of the takeover. A real canary in the coal mine. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Mr. Carlson's last program was Friday, April 21st. Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. starting this evening with an interim show helmed by rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. Fox News Media operates the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, and it goes on from there. So, there you go. They're trying to get us all removed off the air. They're trying to put us all in prison. It's a deep state persecuting and attacking its people. I'm going to play the clip one more time of AOC over the weekend. Remember what I said last night. They're going after Tucker Carlson. The knives are out. He said, remove him off the air. We need the federal government to pass laws because he is going to incite violence. You mean the globalists, the deep state, their operatives are going to stage some stuff and blame it on us? You bet your bottom dollar. That's the plan. Think of the outrageous authoritarian, totalitarian nature of this. Think about it. And being interviewed by the former White House press secretary propagandist, total political operation. The Democrats, for every time a Republican calls for violence, I can give you 1,000 instances of them calling for violence. We all know that. The mostly peaceful protests burning down billions of dollars and killing more than 30 people just in one summer alone. The human trafficking, the fentanyl, the destruction of the currency, the World War III, we're all in grave danger. Here she is.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
And of course she gives not one grain of evidence, not one scintilla, not one atom, not one proton of weight to her fraudulent argument. I've got a Trump clip here that I want to play, where he says, we are in the most dangerous position we've ever been in as a nation right now, and we have a leader that just doesn't know what's going on. 100% true. The Ukraine war is out of control, escalating into hell on earth. We're already in World War III, approaching the nuclear envelope. Inflation is ravaging the planet. Biden has announced he's not just going to ban all combustion engines by 2030, because the regulations are impossible, no emissions. Or you can get an electric car, but they won't be available, they'll be too expensive. And they're announcing no more, not just coal power plants, no more natural gas power plants. They've issued the new regulations, no emissions. Because a natural gas plant puts off carbon dioxide and water vapor. nothing else. The carbon dioxide is what we put off, remember? That's why CNN says maybe we need to cut all the trees down. Listeners hear that and think it's a joke till they search engine and go, oh, my God, there's hundreds of articles calling for cutting down trees. And don't worry, banning rice. Are you starting to figure out maybe these are bad people that locked everybody down for years and destroyed small businesses and gave us poisonous shots and cooked up a virus in Wuhan? Starting to figure out they're out to get us? And I just want to say this for the thousandth time, and I'll say it 10,000 more times. How is anybody who's a federal judge or a school teacher or a police officer or a factory worker or a bureaucrat or a propagandist, anybody, how is anyone on earth going along with this suicide cult? This post-industrial nightmare world, how? Well, it's not actually that many of them. The majority of people don't like what's happening. All the numbers show that. But still, they've got brainwashed minions in the system that are going along with this, which is the total wrecking of the infrastructure and the end of the country. The border is gone. The Border Patrol just gathers up some of the illegals and delivers them to God knows where they turn them over to complete strangers with no paperwork. And they hate doing it. And the union says it's criminal. And Mayorkas gets exposed in Congress, is involved in child trafficking. But the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, will not let the federal judges prosecute child rapist. Child rapist in mass. There is one judge on the entire Texas border in the Western District. One judge with 3,000 plus cases. And she has tens of thousands of cases. One judge. They give her a few magistrates that are literal communist hippies. And then she has to work 20 hours a day. I was reading a news article about it. 20 hours a day just to try to stop some of them. One judge. One judge. No prison spaces, no beds. They just let them go. 20,000 since Biden got in the Texas sector alone, convicted pedophiles. It's all coming out very, very soon. All coming out very, very soon. I'm talking to all the reporters, Border Patrol, federal agents, you name it, and people very high up in the federal government that just said, we can't be part of this. We got to do something. What do you think we should do? And I'm like, well, I've got this material, this information. So much of it is in the docket in these cases. We're talking misdemeanor charges is what the Justice Department allows for people that are convicted rapists of small children, caught smuggling children across the border again. Convicted rapist that got convicted under Trump. And when I talk to these high-level feds, they say, yes, Obama's still running it all, and Obama started it where they got rid of the beds for illegal alien criminals while they expanded the beds for U.S. citizens and nonviolent crime. Figure it out yet, folks? Figure it out yet? 20,000 children handed over. More than 20,000. 20,000 convicted pedophiles who go back and forth across the border because if the man has a child with him, Biden has it set up where they can't be stopped. Remember when Obama started that? All of these people involved in this are the worst form of scum. We'll be right back. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner. With Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, now I'm sure of what's going on. I wasn't going to go up with this yet until I made some phone calls, but now it's confirmed. Because I've learned how the New World Order operates because I've been on the receiving end of their operations. They're doing a purge at Fox, a purge at CNN, not a purge in MSNBC, of what they call extreme left and extreme right, to make us all a friendly, nice nation where you're not allowed to question election fraud, you're not allowed to question open borders, but you also can't be mean and say bad things about conservatives. You see AOC saying we got to lower the temperature and call for there not to be violence like Tucker Carlson's doing. Well, no, Tucker called for peace, but they're framing us with violence. So now, this just in, Don Lemon, fired at Fox. Don Lemon says he was fired from CNN, excuse me. Tucker fired from Fox, Don Lemon fired from CNN. I was informed this morning by my agent that I've been terminated by CNN. I'm stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given an indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I've loved at the network. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I've worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best, journalists. What's happening? Well, I was already going to talk about this, but now this broke, so I'm sure of it. You see this little stack of articles right here? It was August 7th, 2018, that I happened to wake up at about 3:45 in the morning, and I turned my phone on, and it was blowing up by the media asking me to give comment on being banned on Apple, Facebook, YouTube, Google, everywhere on the same day. It was more than 60 outlets within 2 days. And Tim Cook bragged and said, I had a Saturday meeting that we have once a week with the other tech heads, and we decided to ban Alex Jones on Monday. And at 3-something in the morning, they all at one time moved against me. And there's video of Tim Cook famously talking about it. He's the good guy. He runs slave camps with the Uyghurs in China. He runs death camps with suicide nets around him. I mean, that's okay because he's gay. So it's like, well, you're gay, you can run death camps. Okay. So, guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, they've all coordinated and decided to have this, quote, purge, because now they're going to have an expanded purge on the internet and of other talk show hosts. This is just the beginning. Here's some of the headlines. Apple influenced Mark Zuckerberg's decision to ban InfoWars, report says. Zuckerberg followed Apple's lead after meeting with Tim Cook. This is why Apple CEO Tim Cook banned Alex Jones. Tim Cook says Apple banned Alex Jones because it curates content, not because of politics. And it just goes on from there. Silicon Valley versus Alex Jones. Twitter bans Alex Jones InfoWars for tweeting. That came next. And it goes on from there. So that's what they did. They got rid of a Don Lemon with like 200,000 viewers to get rid of a Tucker Carlson with 50 million viewers if you added it together every week. That's what this was all about. And when the Elon Musk interview happened 2 weeks ago, guaranteed that's why they had meetings and said, we cannot allow Tucker Carlson to continue on like this, devastating us. You got to get rid of him. And that's what happened. Breaking, Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. You can say, well, I don't really watch a lot of cable. I don't care. It's like saying, I don't care if the stock market crashes. You may not care, but the economy does. It's going to affect every man, woman, and child. This is a major, major bellwether, a major canary in the coal mine. And so many listeners, when I get up here and I say, listen, please spread the word. Please share the videos. Please share the articles. Please buy the products. Please keep us on air. We've got a plan to stay on air, but we need funds to do it. We're the only real independent standalone operation out there that covers this much hardcore info. Joe does it to a certain extent, but sporadically. He does a lot of good. It gets a lot of heat behind the scenes. If you look over at the other outlets, they really aren't that hardcore. Beck is sometimes pretty hardcore. Daily Wire, not really. You know, they toe the line for lockdowns, injections, gun control, and once they lose the case, then they're suddenly, you know, patriots again. There's obviously Steven Crowder. He's got a big show, but it's comedy. It's a lot of it's really good information, but they're trying to get him next. So there's not many of us, and I've done my duty. I get up here every day, 7 days a week, and battle these people. But it's got to be you that go speak at the city councils and the school boards and the state houses. It's got to be you that runs for office and you that files lawsuits and that you that supports independent media, because you're the big group of people out there. You're the power. And it's going to take stepping up and supporting InfoWars. You know, I'd have an infrastructure where Tucker could come here. I don't have the money or crew to do that right now. I don't have the money or crew to send people to cover Bilderberg or to go cover Davos Group, which we should be doing. So I'm not complaining. I'm simply saying that Whatever happens to InfoWars, if InfoWars is taken off the air in a month, which I don't think is going to happen, and the bankruptcy reorganization is going well, we barely have enough money to pay the bills, but other than that, we've proven all the facts. It's all there. You know, the judge knows the other side lied. We didn't. But if I get taken off the air here by skullduggery or whatever, you're going to have to search me out. And the listeners that know how to find us get that. But so many people I talk to in the street say, I used to listen to you all the time. I wish you were still on air. They don't even know we're at InfoWars.com or Man.Video. They don't even know we're on radio stations across the country because they don't think like that. They think of where they used to go. It's like if you have a sandwich shop you go to and it closes and you don't ever even go read on the door or ask, oh, well, did it move 10 blocks away? Then one day, a couple years later, you're driving by and you see your favorite sandwich shop. You pull in and say, oh, you closed. They go, we never closed. We put notices up. We moved 10 blocks away. Oh, I don't usually drive down that street. I love your sandwiches. Well, these aren't sandwiches. This is hardcore dedication and an archive of information, incredible stuff. And we could be shut down by behind-the-scenes corruption, behind-the-scenes operations running against us that I won't even get into on air anytime. Okay, so that's why we need your prayer, why we need your word of mouth, and it's why we need you to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com right now and go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a $1, $10, $50, $20, $100 contribution. Sign up for auto donations. You can do it every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, up to 9 months. And just so you know you're making that donation, that will keep us on air. But we are in the black, barely. The company vehicle had a fuel pump go out. It was like a five-year-old Tahoe. We picked up guests and had to go drive and do stuff out of the company this big. And during the bankruptcy, you have a CRO. We're like, I know, you don't get a car. There's no car for InfoWars. Hey, notice we've been doing shows out of one studio for a while. Computers broke. Can't even get computers. So that's where we're at. Even though we have the money in the bankruptcy, the way it works and the screws tighten down so tight, we can't even get the equipment we need to run this operation. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there may come a point where this thing gets shut down very, very soon. So I keep warning you, and I keep telling you that it's not a game. We're up against the U.S. intelligence agencies hijacked by criminals, and they got their operatives everywhere. Now, here's the good news. We got good people in private companies and in academia and in the government as well, and they know what's going on, and they're getting hardcore. Let me tell you. The whistleblowers, more than 10,000 to Congress, and it's exponential. The high-level people coming to us now, ready to just hammer the enemy. It's all people now know, man, the government really is hijacked by pedophiles. The system's out of control. We're all doomed. We don't stop them. We don't shoot people. We don't blow stuff up. They're going to do that and blame us. We do it intellectually, culturally, economically. But it takes all of you realizing how serious all of this is, okay? I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. It's all ready to ship. It all ships within days, sometimes the same day. Get Turbo Force. Get it all. But if I'm gone out of here in a month, which could very well happen, search, look, and promote where I'm at because I'm not going away. But I could be gone very soon in InfoWars. I'll tell you more about it, okay? When we come back, stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The globalists aren't engaged in a massive purge because they're winning. They're doing it because they're losing. In the past week, Fox News has lost Dan Bongino, Tucker Carlson, and a $787 million lawsuit to Dominion because the judge is rigging it and said, I rigged the case. You're already guilty. Is Paul Ryan actually trying to destroy the network? Yes, that's the plan. Jack Posobiec says, Tucker out at Fox one day after Ray Epps goes on 60 Minutes. Are you paying attention yet? And people say, okay, well, you know, Tucker's a big boy, and you know, Dan Bongino's a big boy. They're going after everybody. This signifies they're about to expand the war, implode the economy faster. The border's already gone. Biden has announced they're getting rid of almost all the cars and shutting down all coal and all gas starting this year. I mean, we're done, folks. This is like walking over to a person on a respirator and pulling the frickin' plug out of the wall. Fucking Blade Runner. Lieutenant Bryant says to Decker, he goes, Decker says to him, why don't you get this other guy? He's good. And he goes, yeah, he's good as long as you don't unplug him. I mean, we are literally screwed, okay? And you think the left cares? They're demonic. They love feces and needles and rats running around, and they love it. Yeah, and even that Reuters headline is a whitewash. They're ending all the gas electric-powered vehicles now, with the emissions rule, it's impossible to follow it. They've listed carbon dioxide as a deadly gas. You'll see. You'll see. And again, the left loves having no money. They love needles and piles of feces and garbage everywhere. And you ask why? Because they hate humanity. They don't want you to have a nice house, a swimming pool, and to see you go to church, have happy kids. They're going to chop your children's genitals off. They like making you miserable. Why do psychotics like to kidnap women and children and torture them in dungeons? You're like, why the hell would you want to do that? Well, you're not a psychotic killer. Because, you see, when you watch Disney and Anheuser-Busch and Nike commit financial suicide by promoting pedophilia and mutilation of children, you say, why are they doing that? Because these are just weapon systems owned by the big banks. The big banks have quadrillions in money. They have, by some estimates, hundreds and hundreds of times, depending on the estimate, more money than there is real assets. They need to crush and destroy things to be able to consolidate power. They don't want you to have resources. They want control with their money. And so all the middle class and all the nouveau riche and all the wealthy people that aren't globalist don't get organized and don't dedicate their time and energy to fighting tyranny, or they try to hide and keep themselves safe, and that's why you're going to lose everything. Keeping safe with a criminal takeover ensures you get destroyed. Yeah, maybe you get eaten a little bit later. Where are your instincts? But it is the common people that are the ones that donate and give and care and spread the word. But it's all the folks that live in the country clubs that think they're safe and that think that they're isolated from everything else who are going to wish to your dying minute you'd have done more when you had a damn chance. Get me the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote printed for the next hour of, oh, how we burn in the camps. And I don't want just the one paragraph. It's about 3-4 paragraphs. I want the full quote out of the Gulag Archipelago. Oh, later, how we burned in the camps. So angry at ourselves that when the NKVD came to round us up and take us away one family at a time at night, we would have made a stand. But see, with Stalin's NKVD, they just said, we're coming to grab you because you're not a communist or we don't like you. Here it's, oh, we're coming to get you because your phone said you got a virus. Oh, a contact tracing system said, or oh, at a checkpoint, it said you were positive because the machine's already programmed your name. And we had to disappear you to a camp. And yeah, you died in the camp, but that's okay. It's to keep us safe. It's all primed and ready. Let me read it now. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, and whatever else they had at hand, because they didn't have guns. The organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. They're going to murder you and your family. They're going to rip your children's teeth out while they rape them with pliers right in front of you. I mean, this is what they do. I mean, this is it. This is the end of America. This is the takeover. This is the New World Order. It's already lawless. It's already gone to hell. This is a takeover. And you can sit there and play games all day long. Stalin just wanted totally obedient slaves for his industrial revolution for global domination. He was willing to kill 40 million people to do it. The New World Order is worse than Stalin. It wants to kill you in a very orderly fashion. So I say again, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do to promote this show? What are you going to do to take this interview, this broadcast, and share it once it goes up to Bandout Video? We built the platform to resist the enemy. I know a lot of you are doing it, but the rest of you, we know millions tune in today. We see the numbers. And I say, please go get this Greg Reese report. Please go get this report about the UN legalizing pedophilia or trying to in Washington State, saying they're going to take children from parents and forcibly sterilize them. Please get the report out. And I beg. And it gets, 400,000 views. Because, you don't really want to promote it on Facebook or Twitter. You might get restricted. That's Alex Jones. He's a little embarrassing. I may not want to share that link. Well, then you take what we report. Okay, I'm not up here saying all this wild stuff to sound shocking. You think I want to take on these psychotics for no reason? You think I got a damn death wish? I am the opposite of a death wish. Going along with this is a frickin' nihilistic death wish. This is survival you're seeing. This is resistance you're seeing. This is not some heroic exercise. It's confirmed in the last 2 years in the Texas sector alone, they've given hundreds of thousands of children over to sex traffickers and traffickers, and they've let loose at least 20,000 hardcore convicted pedophiles. So all of you that work for the system that don't stand up against this, and a lot of the system standing up, just remember, you're just as guilty as the criminals. So that's all. I need your support. You need my support. We're in this together. And I'd like to see an indicator of your support. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, share the articles, share the videos. And whatever happens to InfoWars, I want you to stand up. I want all of you to go to county commissions, all of you go to school boards, all of you go to state. I want you to, everywhere you can get on TV, everywhere you can be heard, I want you to stand up and do better job than Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. I want to see what you can do. Because if we go everywhere and call these criminals out and let them know we know what they're doing, they won't get away with it. But they're preparing to stage terror attacks and blame us. You can guarantee it. They're already pre-programmed it. So we got to get out ahead of that. But just remember, all you people that think you're with the system, you're on the winning team, you're the biggest fools of all. You'll be destroyed by this every damn time. When one of these takeovers happens, they get rid of the minions that brought them into power. So all of you collaborators are the first ones the globalists are going to get rid of. We'll be right back with hour number two. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.